For sure it's the Lord who purposed and directed all things.
Ndi Mulungu mwini tu amene amalola ndi kukhazikisa zinthu zonse.
What a comfort to be one of the people amongst the many elected sinners that the Lord elected to be drawn to himself and have this time in gathering.
Komatu ndi chiyonthozo chachikulu kukhala mmodzi wa munthu ochimwa osankhidwa amenenso Mulungu wamsendeza kumkoka kukhala chifupi pa mkumano umenewu.
So we never take it for granted. It's by the grace of God and it's a gift from the Lord. Let us open our Bibles. That is from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 12, verse 25, going downwards. First Kings chapter 12, verse 25
downwards. Chapter 12, 25.
I will start reading up to verse 33 in Brother John Forsuth. I'll be reading two verses after another.
25-26.
Then Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim and dwelt therein, and went out from thence at Beth Peniel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, now shall the kingdom return to the house of David.
25-26.
27-28. If these people go up to do sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then shall the heart of these people turn again unto their Lord, even unto Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah. Whereupon the king took counsel and made two calves of gold and said unto them, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt.
27-28. Anthu awa akamakwera kukapereka nsembe ku nyumba ya Yehova mu Yerusalemu. Pamenepo mitima ya anthu awa izatembenukiranso kwa mbuye wawo, kwa Rehabiamu mfumu ya Yuda. Ndipo adzandipha nazabwezanso kwa Rehabiamu mfumu ya Yuda. Potero mfumu inakhala uko napanga ana ang'ombe awiri agolidi nati kwa iwo, kukulemesani kukwera ku Yerusalemu, tapenyani Aisraeli inu milungu yanu imene inakutulusani mdziko la Igupto.
29-30. And he set the one in Bethel and the other put in Dan, and this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one even unto Dan.
Ndimera 29-30. Ndipo anayimika mmodzi ku Beteli, nayimika wina ku Dani, koma chinthu ichi chinasandulika chimo, ndipo anthu ananka ku mmodziyo wa ku Dani.
And 31-32. And he made an house of high places, and made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the eighth month, on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judah. And he offered upon the altar, so did he in Bethel, sacrificing unto the calves that he had made. And he placed in Bethel the priests of the high places which he had made.
Nimea 31-32-33. Iye anamanga nyumba za misanje na alonga anthu achabe akhale ansembe osadana aleviyayi. Ndipo Yerobiamu anayika madyerero a mwezi wachisanu ndi chitatu, tsiku la kumi ndi chisanu la mwezi olingana ndi madyerero aja a ku Yuda. Na apereka nsembe pa guwa la nsembe anatero mbeteri na wapera nsembe ana angombe aja ana wabanga na ika mpete li ansembe anisa anje imene ana ibanga.
33. So he offered upon the altar which he had made in Bethel the 15th day of the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised of his own heart, and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel, and he offered upon the altar and burnt ashes.
Ndipo anapereka nsembe pakukwala nsembe analimanga mpeteri tsiku la 10 ndi chisanu la mwezi wa chisanu ndi chitatu mwezi umene anaulingalira mu mtima mwa yekha nawa ikira ana Israeli majerero napereka nsembe paguwa la nsembe nafukiza zonunkhira.
May the good Lord bless the leading of his word.
Ambuya bwino adalise kuwerenga kwa mawu ake.
The title of the message of today is For the Cause Was From the Lord.
Ndeno mutu wa uthenga wa siku la lero ndionena kuti pakuti chinthu ichi chinachokera kwa Yehova.
And this title is not just coming from the mind of myself, it is coming from verse 15 of 1 Kings chapter 12 that we are reading.
Ndipo mutu umene usikuti kungochokera mmaganizo mwanga ayi koma kuchokera mawu amene Mulungu analankhula mwini wake kuchokera mu verse ya 15 mbuku limene lawani mafungu chapter 12 imene timawerenga.
Verse 15 of chapter 12, it says, wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord. That underline that word as the title of the message, for the cause was from the Lord, that he might perform his saying, which the Lord spake by Ahijah the Shilonite unto Jeroboam, the son of Nebat.
Chifukwa mukamaona mu verse ya 15 ya buku limene tikuwerengali akuti potero mfumu sinamvera anthu pakuti kusintha uku kunachokera kwa Yehova ndiye musunge mawu amene onena kuti kusintha uku kunachokera kwa Yehova chifukwa ndiye mutu wa uthenga wa tsiku la lero kuti akakhazikise mawu amene Yehova ananenetsa Ahiya wa kusintho kwa Yerobiamu mwana wa Nebati.
When you go down and look unto what happened in this chapter 12 of 1 Kings, you can see like it's complicated, but it is exercising the will of God.
Because
the genesis of what we are talking about starts on verse 12 when Rehoboam went to Shechem, verse 1 of 1 Kings chapter 12, whereby it says, and Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel were come to Shechem to make him king.
Chapter 12, verse 1, ikulaya yamba ndikufotokozera kuti Rehoboamu ananga kusekemu popeza Israeli yonse anadza kusekemu kumlonga ufumu.
Rehoboam was a son of Nebat, and during the reign of King Solomon, there was some issues with King Solomon, and he left for Egypt for security reasons, so that he should be secured from King
Solomon.
Egypt was the only place that Rehoboam looked it as a secured place whereby he might be protected from King
Solomon.
So verse 3 of chapter 12, he says that they went and caught him, and Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and spake unto Rehoboam, saying,
Ndipo Yerobiamu ndi msonkhano wonse wa Israeli anaza Nala nkulana andile habi ya munati.
Here there is two names, looks like they are similar because we are talking about Rehoboam and Jeroboam. Rehoboam was a son to King Solomon, while Jeroboam is the one that I'm talking about that left for Egypt. So when King Solomon died, Jeroboam came back to this area so that he should be living with his
people.
But two more, Jeroboam had issues in his heart, and he took those issues to Rehoboam, the king by that time, the son of Solomon king. Because the 6th of chapter 12 of 1 Kings, it says, and King Rehoboam consulted the old man that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, and said, how do you advise that I may answer these people? Jeroboam went to Rehoboam the king with issues to sort out. What are the issues that Jeroboam went to Rehoboam? On verse 4, we see that Jeroboam is speaking a concern, like he loves the people, while he is not the one to love the people, because it's God who loves his word.
Because
verse 4, it says, thy father made our yoke grievous, that is King Solomon. Now therefore make thou the grievous service of thy father, and his heavy yoke which he put upon us, righter, and we will serve thee. Like he loves the people, he has the concern, he has the heart with the people.
Mwambesia fola akuti, atatewa anu, anare metza gorila atu, ankane natu solo mwoni, atatewa akewale habi ya muja. Ndivo inusono, pepuzani iko, nchito zosa utaza, atatewa anu, ndi gori ilole melala, jelimene, anabisenza, ndipo tizakutumikirani ndiye amaoneka ngatali kupuzika kwambiri kuti akuwaponda pamene anali nawo.
When Rehoboam became a king to this of Jews, Judah, he had the advisors, the same advisors that were with his father King Solomon.
Pamene Rehoboam anakhala mfumu ya Yuda, yeyo anali ndi azilangizi anthu akulu-akulu amene anali ompangira nzeru, awatu ndi anthu omwewa amene anali ompangira nzeru atate wake Solomon.
So Rehoboam went to the advice to seek an advice of how to work out upon the matter.
Ndipo Rehoboam anapita kwa azilangizi yake kuti akafunse uphungu pa nkhani imeneyi.
Because the servant, it says, and they spake unto him, saying, if thou would be a servant unto these people this day, and will serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants forever. Meaning, this advice, they had the same thing that was in the heart of Jeroboam, like loving the people.
Chifuwa tika wanapavesi ya 7 na kuti, ndivo iyo anamuza kuti, kunena tu madoda aja anzirwa omulangiza aja muka kala inu mtumiki wa anthu awalero ndiku watu mikira ndiku wayanka ndiku kamba na oma uoko matsono iyo azakala chikalili atumikianu kuwende kazone na kuti ulangiza kambena kutu upungu mena napeleka akulu akulu awa unali ofana na kwambili ndu upungu jaona ni muntima mwairo biyamone kangata wako ndatu.
So you can see that it's not the thing that was with Jeroboam alone, but even the entire people, the entire group company was having the same thing of loving the people hypocritically.
Ndeno muta kuona kutena kuti chintu ichi chimene chimakamaka chilankhula Jeroboam pamaso pale Abiyamu sikuti chinali cha mtima mwake mokhayi koma ngakhaleso anthu onse anali ndi mtima omweyo kuphatikizapo azilangiza amfumuwo anali ndi maganizo omwe omaoneka ngati kuti ali ndi mtima wachikondi pamene anali anthu onyenga.
Rehoboam believed and trusted the advice that was with his father Solomon.
Ndipo Rehoboamu anakhulupirira ndi kuyembekezera pa zilangizi ya tate wake Solomon.
But here we see another king new that comes in the mind of Rehoboam after given the advice from these counselors that was with his father Solomon.
Komatu apa tikuona sopano chinthu china cha chilendo chimene chikuoneka chimene chinali mu mtima wa Rehoboamu pambuyo pakumva kapena pambuyo pofunsira kwa zilangizi a tate wake amene amalangiza Solomon.
Because verse 8 says, but he forsook the counsel of the old men which they had given him and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him and which stood before him.
Chifamu verse 8, akuti koma iye analeka upungu wa mandodawo umene anamupangirawo.
So the question might be, what makes Rehoboam to turn back to the young men to give him an advice? The question might be, what makes him have that spirit of turning back to the young men?
Because
we can see that the old men are the exact people to give Rehoboam the guru advice from experience.
Ofunika komaso ndi anthu okhawo amene akanamulangiza Rehoboamu chifanana kuti iwo ndi anzeru komaso zinthu zoti anadusamo kale muzimenezo.
But is coming away from these old men and clinging to the young men, that seems everything to be like they have no an experience, everything is new to them.
Kumba kukabwera kukama funsano malangizo kwa achinyamata amene kwa iwo ndiana ndiko chilichonse kwa iwo nchachilendo sana kalepo moyo wazi ngati zimene zozo koma ndikumena pakafunsa nomalangizo.
Verse 9 it says, and he said unto them, what counsel give ye that we may answer these people who have spoken to me, saying, make a yoke which thy father did put upon us lighter? He's asking the young men.
Pamene muvesi anaenda kuti nati kwa iyo kodi inu mundipangire bwanji kuti tiyankhe anthu awa amanduza ine kuti mupepuze godi imene atapeza ife izidwa makafunsa achinyamatawo.
Now let us look to the response that is coming from the young men. That is verse 10. And the young men that were grown up with him spake unto him, saying, thus shall thou speak unto these people that spake unto thee, saying, thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it lighter unto us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than thy father's loin. 11. And now, whereas my father did lead you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father hath chastened you with whips, but I will chasten you with scorpions. Everything advanced.
Ndinotaona tisopano yangu limene achinyamata amene Rehabi ya mwana wafusa amene anamuyankhira pa verse 10. Ndi achinyamata anzake ananena naye. Nati muzitero ndi anthu awa adalambula nanu nati tewanu analemesa godira pa inu mutipepuze limenero muzitero nawo. Kanese wanga sasa nchuno mwa atate wanga. 11. Ndipo tsopano popeza atate wanga anakusenzani kuti lolemera ine ndidzaonjezerapo pa golidani ndi zikoti koma ine ndidzakwapulani ndizinkhanira kusenza kunena kuti chilichonse kwa iwe chimamvekano chabwino chothekera.
Now Rehoboam took the counsel from the young men instead picking the counsel from the experienced people, that is the old men.
Rehoboam anakatenga uphungu wa chinyamata kusiya uphungu wa anthu akuluakulu ajamene anampangira kuyamba.
Now Jeroboam met with Rehoboam, and Rehoboam responded to them with the negative mind that these people were expecting that Rehoboam would answer them.
Atakumana sopano Rehoboam ndi Yerobiamu. Rehoboam anakabwera kukamuyankha sopano Yerobiam koma mosiyana kwambiri ndi zimene Yerobiam amakayembekezera pamaso pa Rehoboam.
Because Jeroboam was expecting that his plea would be answered with much consideration.
Rehoboam amaganiza zonena kuti pempho lake lizaganiziridwa kwambiri ndi mfumuyo.
Now, when Jeroboam heard the response, he organized, he accompanied the people and met together and make another thing quite contrary to what Rehoboam was expecting that Jeroboam would do.
Ndino pakuya pakumva yankho iliri imene Rehoboam anamuyankha Yerobiamu. Yerobiamu anapanga chinthu china ndiye kusonkhanisa anthu ndi kuwachitira chinthu china chosikanaso chimene ngakhale Rehoboam samayembekezera kuti Yerobiamu angaite zimenezo.
Because verse 14 says, and spake to them after the counsel of men, of young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke. My father's also chastened you with whips, but I will chasten you with scorpions. Look, verse 15, that I was saying. Wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord, that he might perform his saying which the Lord spake by Ahijah the Shilonite unto Jeroboam the son of Nabat.
Verse 14, akuti nalankhula nawo monga mwa uphungu wa chinyamata nati atate wanga analembetsa goli lanu koma ine ndidzaonjezerapo goli lanu. Atate wanga anakukwapulani ndi zikoti koma ine ndidzakukwapulani ndizinkhanira. Ndiye tsono taonani mu verse ya 15 imene ndimalankhula za imeneyi. Potero mfumu sinamvera anthuwo pakuti kusintha uku kunachokera kwa Yehova kuti akhazikise mawu ache amene Yehova ananenesa Ahiya wa ku Silo kwa Yerobiamu mwana wa Nebati.
Here we see that the Lord already spoke of this in advance before Rehoboam come up with an answer given by the young men about this kind of advice. And when Jeroboam heard this, he mobilized all the Israelites and agreed that they should make him a king. So Jeroboam was appointed to be the king of the Israelites. While Rehoboam continued to be the king of Judah.
Pamene Rehabiamu anapitirizabe kukhala.
So you can see that now Jeroboam became the king of 10 tribes of Israelites, while Judah is host only two, while Rehoboam is only host to two tribes.
Jeroboam anakala mfumu yosogolera mafuko wana kumi. Pamene Rehoboamu anasala kumalamulira
yoka. Because verse 19 says, so Israel rebelled against the house of David until this day, which means there was now a separation between Rehoboam and
Jeroboam.
Don't forget that we read in the Bible that our God is the God of Israel. When we say our God is the God of Israel, we are talking about the God of Jacob, Abraham, Isaac. So this division, because verse 15 says, for the cause was from the Lord, it means it's God who made this kind of division, that Jeroboam should have the 10, should have another group, and Rehoboam should have another group, only two tribes. And when Jeroboam became a king, Rehoboam had to fight with Jeroboam. But God advised Rehoboam not to fight with Jeroboam. We look it on verse 24, whereby it says, thus saith the Lord, he shall not go up nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Return every man to his house, for this thing is from me again, for the cause was from the Lord. They are therefore to the word of the Lord, and returning to depart according to the word of God. For the cause was from the Lord. It's God who made that there should be separation. Our God is the God of separation, the God of division. He will divide the people. He will divide the erect from an erect. He made everything according to his will, for it pleased God to bruise his dear son. Because when we read Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10, it says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make him so an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pressure of the Lord shall prosper in his heart.
Verse 10. Verse 10. chikondweresa Yehova chizakula mmanja mwache.
When they said for the cause was from the Lord, it's God who said to advise. The old people should have an advice. The young men should have an advice. Before Jeroboam went to Rehoboam, they were already the advice, already made from the young people, young men, and the old people. Before Jeroboam went to Rehoboam, the Lord already made an advice and put to the young men and the old people. Which means there was nothing new that happened without the Lord determining it before the foundation of the world. Because when we read Acts chapter 2 verse 23 says, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, he have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain.
Chapter 24.
Here we see the delivered and the determinate counsel of the foreknowledge of God. Which means there is nothing new to God. Everything happened according to his determinate counsel and his foreknowledge. According to his determinate counsel and foreknowledge, he made others to be elected, others
unelected.
According to his determinate counsel and foreknowledge, he made others to be the saints, others to be the sinners, others to be gods, others to be sheep. To be a sheep, it's God who made it from the beginning, and the same with gods. You never make a decision to be a sheep or make a decision to be God. You born sheep, you grow sheep, you end up sheep. Same with God. When we are preaching this gospel of Jesus Christ, the crucified one, never expect this gospel to correct all the people. It's not a collective message. It's the message that is very solitary that will divide the people. So the plan that was with Jeroboam was like he loves the people. It's God who brings that kind of heart, like loving heart, so that he should bring the division. He should take out others from Rehoboam.
Ukamaona chimene kali kwa Yerobiamu yomakhala ngati kuti yeye wakuwakonda anthu kufuna kuwapempera ufulu pamaso pa Rehabiamu. Nzeru imene inachokera kwa Mulungu ndi Mulungu mwini amene anayika nzeru imene mwa Yerobiamu. Ndi cholinga chonena kuti akawagawe anthu aja akawachose kwa Rehabiamu pamene ena akasapite kwa Rehabiamu.
Think about Elon, has been with Moses, has been Moses, has been doing whatever Moses was instructing him to do. But at the time, he helps the people to rebel against God by worshiping idolatry, the golden calf.
Nalinga chisanzo china chino ndi Aloni amene anakhala pamodzi ndi Mose yeye amachita china chili chokhulupirika kulangizira kuti Mose kuti achichite ndipo zinapita bwino koma iyeika akawathandiza anthu kuti akapange mwana wa ng'ombe kumakapereza cholinga chonena akawagawe anthu pamaso pa Mulungu.
When the people just say Moses have delayed, give us the gods, same time he told, he instructed the people to bring the earrings and make a golden calf. Same time, Aaron helped the people to worship the idolatry, forgetting that he is the one who was performing all the miracles under this Moses. Which means it was God who helped Elon to do whatever he does so that he should manage to divide the two, so that those that are his to be other side, those that are the unerected to be opposite.
So the
don't expect all the people to believe this gospel. Expect that God will do according to his will, that the elect will be separated. It that we should end up there, Lord willing, we'll proceed next week, for the cause was from the Lord. Sabara ya mawa tipili nisa kumwe mpuzo la tukulichi nchukutajoka na kwa kwe.